Things are looking up for dining along the New Orleans lakefront these days, though in the evenings, it's no surprise to find most people around here looking west. That would be towards the sunset over Lake Pontchartrain, painting the sky first in the pink hues of boiled shrimp, then the amber haze of draft beer, and finally down into the deep red of crawfish and Tabasco. That's nature's day-ending show on the lake, and a perch to enjoy it, along with a big spread of Louisiana seafood, had for generations been a common, easy treat in New Orleans. Casual seafood restaurants once lined the city's west end here, with some of them built on stilts over the water itself, the better to let that breeze blow on through the window screens and over tables crowded with seafood trays. But their numbers were whittled down over the years, and Hurricane Katrina finally wiped out the few remaining examples. Today, they're mostly remembered in nostalgic recollections, like the one I just shared, and the fusty old prints of the great seafood houses tacked up in homes and restaurants around town. But now, there is something new afoot on the New Orleans lakefront, even if the most prominent examples tower many feet above your head. In June, Brisby's Lakefront Restaurant made its debut in a newly constructed, dramatically elevated building right there in a canal leading from the lake to the West End marinas. A few weeks later, along came the Blue Crab Restaurant, which is just a few doors down the canal and just as high in the air. They joined the neighboring Landry's Seafood, a huge restaurant from a Houston-based chain, with dining rooms and open decks overlooking the boats cruising past and, at prime time, that sunset. The two new local restaurants, Brisby's and the Blue Crab, also have significant ties to the New Orleans dining scene. The chef at Brisby's is David D. Felice. His family has for many years operated the uptown restaurant Pascal's Manali. If you're familiar with Pascal's Manali, you won't be surprised to see barbecue shrimp on Brisby's menu, or the stand-up oyster bar, this time with a view. Meanwhile, the Blue Crab is overseen by Kent Burgess, whose family ran the waterfront restaurant Sidmar's, right nearby in Bucktown, for nearly 40 years until Katrina. The Blue Crab menu is highly reminiscent of Sidmar's, with boiled seafood and po' boys front and center. And if you can expand your notion of a lakefront restaurant just a bit, there's one more revival underway here. Andrew Yeager, whose family has run seafood restaurants for decades, recently opened Bucktown Burger and Fish Company. Its view is not directly of the water, but rather to the levee and a massive pumping station. But you can always hike up that levee after dinner to gaze out across the huge blue lake. No hike was required for a view out here in the old days, nor was a climb up the stairs to places like Brisby's or the Blue Crab. In these new days, however, if that's what it takes to redevelop the lakefront, so be it. And a little exercise on the way up won't do us any harm either. Learn more at wwno.org.